Blog Talk Radio.
Red tape in the West. I could turn.
your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause.
Boy, good. Boy, good.
Good and terrible.
Thank you.
The royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Yeah. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Which one of y'all
let it shine? Let it shine.
I like to give big round thoughts to my band. Sexual chocolate. Sexual chocolate. Sexual chocolate. Sexual chocolate. My band, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate.
Nigga be hurt for life, ho be hurt for life. Nigga be hurt, she don't die for real. She just hate niggas for life. Hurt people, can't you see? For the program from the project, since the project to stop your progress, keep you obsessed with fancy objects, to crack your third eye, it's the process, it's the hot mess out here for a melanated nigga. I say meditating nigga.
Big round thoughts in my band. Sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, my band. Sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate.
Yeah, damn, homie, I invoke the dead homies on the other side to bring this shit back alive. No one really died. You sound hurt, all you do is complain. You the face of the niggas ain't shit campaign. Seven circuits in your brain, you addicted to pain. Addicted to the chemicals that get released in your veins. Just let your soul go.
My ladies,
make it clap.
Why you clap and move?
Make it clap.
Quantum realm is the realm of impossibilities. Understand the science and dynamics behind the quantum realm. It's all mental, right? It's all mental. Therefore, what a man thinks, therefore he becomes. Your thoughts are important to the ascension of your life. Your life is intertwined with nature, cosmos, universe, your soul, planet. And when linking into higher dimensional realms within yourself, you take yourself to a more powerful place of energy, which means that you are able to control that which seems to, or that which appears to be uncontrollable. All right? That's the quantum realm. Remember, the word quantum means to use as less physical force as possible, which means that you must expand your mind past what you think you can't touch and realize that you can touch it. When you're linking into the quantum realm, you're linking into the realm where you are exerting true power. Okay? The quantum realm gives you the ability to be the program master. Alright? The program master is one who controls everything from one singular place. Alright? You can be sitting at home and controlling a whole thing without laying one hand on it. All right? This is when you're linking into the quantum realm. This is the true power, the true energy. When you're linking, you become the master of controls. You become the master of the energies. You become the program master. That's when you have successfully gone into the quantum realms. You have the ability to control everything around you that you have been thinking is uncontrollable. It's all within your mind. And your mind can go as far as you want it to go because there are no limitations. Alright? There are no limitations. You the only one who limits your mind to a small decibel. Brothers and sisters of the celestial energies, Brother Wisdom. We're going to discuss program masters. Alright? Master programmers. We who are this of this carbon construct that they call melanin, or this golden complexion, however it be, the melanin genome, are the true program masters of this world. Like the video that we did, that you know, did earlier, talked about the program master. And it talked about, you know, what do we say? It said we limit ourselves, which is so true. We're the ones who literally limit our own selves. We limit our own abilities by thinking less of ourselves. The program master is one who can control all programs and does not need to be exactly in that same area. So when I remember a while back when I first started going into the astral realm and realized
what I could do. I was healing people. I was healing brothers and sisters who were in other countries or in other states. And at the time, I did not realize that I was going into their program database, because we all run on programs, and I was realigning their programs and removing viruses. I didn't realize that I was being a program master at the very same time. So you all who have been healing brothers and sisters with your abilities have linked into the program master. Now, the thing about it is the program master goes deeper than just healing, okay? You've got those who are talking about Reiki healing or whatever else. Program master goes deeper than healing, all right? Program master means that it's one who can control and take complete power over every program on the planet, all right? If you can remember the movie Lucy, if anyone hasn't seen the movie Lucy, you need to check it out. And Lucy had you know, they said CPH4 is nothing but cosmic radiation or cosmic energy. And Lucy had tapped into her most inner self, and she then began to, she was on TV. She was talking to the professor, you know, who was Morgan Freeman. She was talking to him on the TV, all right? And she was able to make the men who were trying to attack her go up into the air and stay there. And their guns were literally powerless. Everything is a program. The gun, the bullets is a program. The missiles are programs. The everything, the dogs, the cat, they're all programs. Even they showed you in the movie Matrix. You know, he stopped the bullets. So he was a program master. All right? So you got to understand, it's the program master. In order to work in the capacity of program master, you must be able to link directly into the astral realm and the quantum realms at the same time. All right? Which means that you have a quantum mindset to say, I am everything. I am all, you know, and this is something you must always be in. You can't be in a low mindset, you know, wanting to kill everybody and destroy everybody, and then at the same time you want to jump up to a higher mindset. You can't be there. You have to be balanced. We say everything is everything, and I am in balance with nature and the cosmos, and whatever nature needs to do, I am moving in the motion of nature. The storm that they create, the rain that they create, is created through a program. They spray this stuff in the sky. These chemicals are nothing but atoms that they spray in the sky, that the atoms are operated by different programs on the computer system. And then they press a couple buttons, and whatever the satellite link is goes into that storm, and the storm creates. All right, same thing with the winter. All right, when it's winter, that's a program. So you being who you are and linking into that, into the astral realm. And the reason why I say you have to link into the astral realm is because the astral realm is all mental. So you must see what you want to change. You must see what you want to change, and you go into the quantum realm. And the quantum realm, you're using hyper powerful mathematical sequences. And they look like this. All right? They look like that. Can see that. That's Dr. Strange. All right. So you have to understand that what they showed you on the movie Dr. Strange, you must be able to see that within your mind. And this is what makes you a program master. When you're able to see those things in your mind and you're able to see these, all right, see this very clear, very carefully here. See that? Now, see this right here. See all this here. Now, focus on it. Now, see within your mind, that's the astral realm, the spinning. Now, you want to see this spinning counterclockwise, and then you want to see this spinning clockwise, and at the same time, you want to see this pulsating in and out, all right? And this is what I'm talking about. When you go into a quantum mindset, you're able to see all this happening, all right, in a higher mind. You're able to see all this happening. Now, let's just say that, hey, it's starting to get cold. You don't want it to be cold because, you know, the planet's not supposed to be cold. You see the atmosphere. You know what you want the atmosphere to be. Now, you focus within yourself, and you see these symbols. And they might be at triangles, they might be diamonds, they may be squares, they may be circles. However your soul energizes you, energizes yourself, and you're like, I want this to change. And you don't have to say a word. It's all thought. All right? Remember we talked about thought and how thought is the most powerful element that you could ever have, all right, and how your thought literally is that tachyon energy. It's what your thought is. Your thought is literally that tachyon energy, and your thoughts travel 477 trillion miles per second, which means that you being a program master and you seeing these symbols, and you can create whatever symbol in your mind and you can control it. If you want to control, then take control and take full power, whatever it be. And you need to change the situation on your job where you're working, and you see these jokers starting to want to fuck with you. Use your mind. And you don't do this you don't want to do this right now to try to destroy, because that's just too much for you right now. Because you've got to be in complete balance to want to try to destroy something. You have to literally be at a higher dimensional mindset. What you want to do is you want to change the circumstances. Instead of wanting to go into the area, I want to kill this person, because this is the only thing that we've been taught is how to kill someone, how to destroy something. No, you want to get in a situation in an area in your mind where you say, I want to change the situation. So you see that person. Now you start seeing the symbols moving around. All right. These same symbols that you saw on, that you just saw there, and you create the symbols, and you think in your mind, this is what I want to be done. And all of a sudden things start changing in your favor. This is a program master. A program master is one who can master all programs. One who can take control and complete power of all programs, because everything is a program on the planet. You see the movies of the little children who put their hand over the grass and a flower grows out. They're showing you program masters. But they had a higher dimensional mindset, a dimensional mindset of creativity. Everyone has a different type of energy. But this is a program master. This is one who can control all programs, and you make things become in balance. It's not about destroying and killing. It's about being in balance. That's what it's about. Because when you start talking about destroying and killing, and you in this physical realm here, you're not in balance. because you haven't made it into that dimensional, the higher dimensional mindset, because you're right now angry, which means you're in your emotions. And if you're in your emotions, things are not going to work right. So you have to be at a higher mindset where you're in complete balance. You said, let me take control of this situation. Now you control the situation and you make things work in your favor. Now, if something happens down the road and these people end up getting hurt or whatever, that's on them. Because what's happening? Karma is coming back to them. You know, you had to put things in balance, but then they did you wrong, which means that the karma has to come back to them. All right? But it's about being in balance. It's about knowing that you are nature. You are the cosmos. I am everything. I am the all. There is no one more powerful than me. This is where it comes in for you to praise and worship yourself. You can take over. You see the sky. You see everything's getting ready to turn cold. You don't want it to turn cold. You see the symbols moving about you. See one moving this way. You know, one moving that way. All right? One moving that way. One moving that way. All right? And then you see one moving in the middle. On its own. And you see a pulsating light. And this is your, this is a quantum mindset, because now you're focusing on pure energy, pure mathematics. This is real mathematics. Real mathematics has nothing to do with numbers. Real mathematics deal with frequencies and vibrations, which means that you take over the radio frequencies that want to control that system, that wants to make the air pressure cold, and you change it and you disable the system. Now you're thinking, I want to disable the system. And now you want to disable it. Now you want to, now you change the encryption and you make the encryption something else that cannot be guessed, which means that they have to rebuild their system again. You know, you make them spend money because now there's a virus in their system, and they gotta take that old system out and rebuild the system, put a new system in so they can make it work again. And then you just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again until they get the notion that we can't control this anymore. We can't make it cold. This is a program master. Well, you take over. Everything is a program. Everything. You remember the movie Lucy, and the dog was, the police wanted the dog to come and attack her, and she looked at the dog, and the dog said, oh, and didn't move at all. Why? Because she, in that movie, was a program master, and she was controlling, to control over everything. Even her own life, she remembered tasting her mother's breast milk. So you link into the programs, and these programs that you link into, you take full control of it. Lucy is a prime example. She got on all those wires, and then she started turning black. That black is nothing but pure carbon. And this is who we are, pure carbon. The carbon element is the most powerful element out there in the cosmos, because it is the element that completely rules over everything. It's the element that is the power element. And your carbon gives you that ability to control everything. You linking into the waves, the wavelengths of the cosmos. Okay? You linking into that web, that webbing, that internal networking system that's everywhere. All right? And you're becoming the all. And you're in balance. Your masculine and your feminine are equally balanced, and you're not teetering on something else. That's being a program master, where you are literally controlling everything around you. You want to take control over the money? And you want to make the money system fall? You have to do that gradually. That's not something that you do quickly. You know, you want to destroy this governmental system? It's already been destroyed, but you want to destroy it even more? you do that. It's all about being a program master. It's all about being in balance. It's all about being in balance. It's all about being having inner peace, no anger, no frustration, no feelings, none of that stuff. It's all about being one with nature, one with the cosmos, one with yourself, and in balance, and one with your soul. Because your soul is that main source of energy that takes you into that position. But you got to be able to see what you want to see in the astral realms, see those mathematical structures in the quantum realm, and make them work for you. All right? Make them work for you. You know, this is a good example. Very good example. And you can see this, and you can make it spin, you can make it move, and practice. You can take over an entire system with your mind. All right? With your mind. Program master, quantum energy, quantum force, all mental. Has nothing to do with emotions. It has nothing to do with frustration, and as long as you and your emotions, you will never tap into this true power. Program master is one who can tap into everything. All right, can tap into everything. That's why when you look at the movie The Matrix, what happened? He knew that he could take complete control of the Smiths because they were programs. You got these brothers and sisters, these police officers, whoever it be, acting up. Immediately you go into the quantum realm, into the astral realms within you, and you say, I've got to straighten this situation out right now. And you do things that are within balance. And then balance is whatever has to be done. Balance is whatever is necessary to be done in that situation. But you linking into the quantum realm, and remember, the quantum realm is the ability to use as less physical force as possible. Only physical force that you're using is your mind. And you're letting the energy, you're focused on the energy, and the energy that's within you is literally taking over everything. Therefore, that brother with that gun, and you see that brother getting ready to shoot somebody, you go directly into it, you take over, and that gun turns to dust. It's looking like, what the heck happened? Because you linked into the program, which means that that gun is a program. It's a part of the program. All right? It's linked into all this kinetic energy. The kinetic energy is this webbing that's just everywhere. So it's linked into this kinetic energy, and whatever, therefore, you think, and you start seeing that mathematical energy, those different shapes, with the signs and stuff in them and the little writings on them, you see them spinning around and moving, and you're thinking, gun turned to dust. And that gun turns to dust right there. Right there in front of you. Feel me? So, this is all about the program master. That's all I had to say. All right, I'm not getting too deep in there, but this is just the basics of that, okay? Program master. All right, guys. Talk to you later. And as usual, all power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. I'm talking about this right here, and the energy is so crazy that I literally set these people's car alarm off. Because I'm talking about this energy, and I was looking at the car when I was talking about the energy, and I saw this energy. The energy hit the car and made the car alarm go off. It's crazy, because that's just what you heard. If you could hear that wee wee wee, that was that car alarm that just went off, and nobody's here to turn it on, and nobody was around. And I looked at the car. So this is what the energy does. All right, the quantum realm, the astral realms become one. All right, this kinetic energy is everywhere. All right. Remember, we talked about, you know, your thoughts. All right, your thoughts travel 477 trillion miles per second. All right, your thoughts, that powerful energy, That powerful tachyon energy is your thoughts. All right? So just remember that. Powerful, powerful energies that's within us, and our carbon holds all this, but you have to be in complete balance. That's why it's important for meditation, all right? Coming in balance with meditation, understanding the power that's in you, and you become a program master, and you'll be able to control everything around you and have power over everything around you, and you do everything in balance, and then you let nature do the rest. All right, guys. Power to you all.
Of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God's and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. This music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah. Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God's and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah. Reflections of myself, I know I'm all around, yeah. I'm with the gods and we ain't never coming down, yeah. The way that we moving is looking alarming, I hope you know it ain't no drill. I move like a panther, but no, I'm a lion, that system I come for the kill. I'm feeling like Neo, just tapping himself, I swear to God this shit for real. I'm spiritual with it, but that don't mean try me, cause I'ma be gripping that steel. They ask if I mess with the Bible, they ask if I'm eating McDonald's. I swear that this knowledge is vital, but most people be stuck in denial. Who told you that you wasn't human? Your mind is what they trying to ruin. I got one in primordial fluid. Anything that you think you can do it. This life ain't what it seems. That frequency hitting is getting extreme. Don't get stuck in the dream. Subconsciously moving, I think like a king. Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God's and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah. Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God's and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah. We on a mission, make decisions for our visions, yeah. These niggas talking, they ain't walking, they ain't about it, yeah. All that chasing that money ain't freedom as long as you paying them payments. Minding my business and learning my lessons, I know this shit testing my patience. Mastering myself, whoa, this energy feeling so sacred. I am not in human form, I am not stressed about races. Why you wanna play a role? Got all my traps up in boxes. Putting limits on ourselves, we could be higher than cops, bitch lying. Gotta learn to always stay humble if you trying to contain all this knowledge. You will never experience what we saying if you never just deal with that blockage. We evolving through this process, we got the keys like a locksmith. Full momentum, ain't no stopping this, we are way more than heaven sent. Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God's and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah. Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God's and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah. Tell me what you wanna tell me, man. Stop running from the feeling, ayy. Hoping we can coalesce one day, but we gotta get a butter ceiling, ayy. Healing always only been a mission, ayy. Reflect, project, guidance coming from the mystery system. Span open, holding full attention, never drifting, yeah. Iron the wheel now, so don't tell me my mind cannot feel now, yeah. And I feel like I'm here now, and I'm crystallizing on my build now, yeah. And never conversate, fate, ayy. We don't even have a conversation, ayy. Vibrate a different space, ayy. Wait, why not get a sense? Place, feel what I feel, so I'm giving my mind and my body everything in progress. Talking about it, the proof is the energy for me, always feeling present, yeah. Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God's and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah. Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We living God and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah.
Hey everybody, I hope that, you know what I'm saying, everyone is having a great day so far, and, you know, there are some things that I want to talk about. I know it's been a minute since I've done a live talking about a lot of things, but I just want to talk about specifically in the quote-unquote black community. This men versus women battle that we are blindly putting ourselves in. And I have to seriously question I see that we want our people to, I hear a lot of people, knowledgeable people who always talk about unity, always talk about coming together, but yet and still want to be a part of this man versus woman agenda. You have people who are claiming to be so spiritual, so knowledgeable of how the agenda works, but still feeding it and claiming they want a better world for their children. All I see, because when I'm looking around, I don't see no children keeping up the mess and the craziness in this world. It is nothing but grown-ass people that are keeping up this mess that's going on. I'm going to need for people to really start facing the truth within themselves. Like, I'm going to really need for people to start facing the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I thought we were supposed to be coming together for the sake of children and for us to, you know, even if we claim, it's a race war or whatever y'all want to claim, why are the black women and the black men at each other's throats? I'm seeing a lot of hurt people who have been rejected by people. And instead of looking at the bigger picture, they want to come and attack each other. I had a post today that was talking about co-parenting. And somehow that post got shown in a way like that's destroying the man, the foundation of the man. I have been around people who have co-parents, meaning not having sex with each other or being intimate with each other, but since they have a child that they share responsibility with, they chose to put their personal differences aside and solely focus on the well-being of the child. But unfortunately, we live in a world that people may look like they are adults, but they are still little children in adult bodies. And they cannot get along for the sake of I don't know what. They want to, how can I put it? They want to worry more about themselves instead of the child's well-being. It's just like the black community where we say it takes a village to raise children. You know what I'm saying? That's also co-parenting. You know what I'm saying? Because we need a village. Back in the day, people understood this. People understood that we work together as one. All this division only focusing on your family. Because, yes, while you're focusing on your family and you might raise your child to be the best of their ability, that child still has to go out there in the world and face other people who have not practiced what you practice. That's very dangerous. But if you have a community all focusing on co-parenting, like, no matter, it doesn't matter if that's not my child. A lot of kids that I come across It doesn't matter if they're not my child. I take them, I look at them as my own because I care about them. They are our future. And at the end of the day, nobody does anything here by themselves. As much as you want to say that you do everything by yourself, you do not do everything by yourself. And I think the problem with our community is that we done became so selfish. We done became so bitter, so hateful, so jealous-hearted, even of the children as well. Let's get that clear, too. Because a lot of, like I'm saying, it's not kids out here doing the crazy stuff. Like, who runs the world and everything, who makes these laws, who makes these rules and things like that. It's not children doing that. It's adults. If you look on Facebook right now, who's keeping up the most bullshit? And if you see children that are doing that, that's keeping up, they're only copying what they're seeing. And take a good look down your news feed. And you wonder why the children are the way that they are. Now, you have a lot of children now who are forced to grow up faster because us adults, we are falling by the wayside. All we think about is ourselves. Some of us are jealous of children and their innocence. We don't wanna face the reality that we dropped the fucking ball. But we want to sit up here and want to blame the black man for this. We want to blame the black woman for that. No, we both are equally in charge of it. And I want to also let it be known, I find it very comical how we can sit up here and claim that we're the superior race, but yet and still we're the only ones that can't get shit together. Tell me, how does that work, Sway? How are we the most supreme race, birth everybody here, taught everybody that they know, but yet and still, we the weakest link in the chain. We are the last ones who don't know how to do self-preservation, meaning focusing on our people. See what black people's problem is? We don't mind our own fucking business. And I know it's going to hurt a lot of people. It's going to trigger a lot of people. Some people are going to see this video and go back and make that post. It's okay, but it needs to be said. Black people need to understand that nobody got you here but yourself. You cast the biggest spell upon yourself. You see, when you go around saying that you're the superior race, yes, when you want to go around and eat them words and say you're the superior race, did you know what kind of pedestal you put yourself on? Do you know how egotistical that sounds? Can you imagine other races have to constantly hear, oh, we did this, we brought everybody in. Honey, since we all here, we all reincarnated here, we all are chosen to make this world a better place. And they knew that by dividing people by races, it was going to cause people to act crazy the way it does. But I've looked at different nationality. There's nothing wrong with a nationality putting their kind first, putting their children first. Long as they're not throwing other people under the bus or trying to say that they're better than others. While we going around here saying that we're the chosen ones and we're the better ones because we got melanin and all this other stuff like that, you got other races doing numbers over our ass. Their kids are together. They raising their kids in the village. They not going in and, oh, it's a woman fighting a man. You only see the low vibrational people focusing on stuff like that. I thought we were talking about a new world where everybody can be as one. Doesn't mean that you can't celebrate your own culture or anything like that. When you want to go out here and claim, just like your guy daddy, it's nothing worse than hearing people talk about, oh, I think they think they're better than less and blah, 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 blah. But then you turn around and say that y'all are the superior race. That's the reason why those polarities, white and black, that's the reason why they're going, these two groups are going at it. While every other group just looking at, all they're doing is living. They coming together. They doing their job and everything they're supposed to do. Black people want to complain about other people coming in your neighborhood. Did you ever stop them? Did you ever stop them? Did you ever chase back the history of every civilization? Most people have all been enslaved in some form or fashion, but they learned their lesson. Why haven't black people, why do we not want to face accountability as a whole? We want to blame and say women don't want to take accountability. Black men don't want to take accountability. No, we as a whole don't want to take accountability. I have children who don't see color or race. When they see some of the stuff on my page, they just shake their head and be like, y'all just don't get it. And I can truly understand why they wish, and I know a lot of kids wish, that no adults were here. I truly have faith that them kids could do a whole lot better job than we will, or we could. Because we're still not getting it. We want to blame each other instead of just looking at the hurt that you're going through and choosing to heal that hurt. A lot of y'all are taking stuff out on people that didn't even do anything to you. Instead of you going to the person who hurt you and telling that person the truth and learning how to have meaningful conversations so you can heal, you'd rather take that energy and use and turn it against everybody else. A lot of us are getting tired of shit. Our children are getting tired of it because just as much as you want to claim white people are teaching their children hate, so are black people. And a lot of other races, the reason why they don't fuck with us because they see how stupid that shit is. They don't want no parts of that. How are you going to claim you're the most superior race? The one that knows all and taught all and still be stuck on race, on gender roles. Hey, Rika. Hey, baby. How are you going to claim that you birthed everybody into this world?
Come on. I'm sorry, y'all. Give me a second. Fuck.
Hey, everybody. People want to belong to something so fucking bad, man. And kids, and I keep on stressing this because kids see this. My kids got to ask me, my mama, why are you dealing with that? I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it needs to be said. Because a lot of y'all going to be hurt when you find out that the person that you done looked up to this whole damn time that had you sitting here, you've been healed. But they done took your energy. They done hijacked your energy. A lot of y'all had an anxiety attack. You dealing with people that can hijack your energy. Have you been feeling like your soul about to leave your body lately? Anxiety attack, all these damn problems. As soon as shit going good, then they telling you, don't get too comfortable. Because something else about to happen. The retrograde about to happen. They don't want to tell you, like, when you see little angel numbers or certain things like that, you know what I'm saying? They want to tell you about the low vibrational shit, like the bad shit that comes with the number, but they don't want to tell you about the good shit. They want you to only focus on the bad. A lot of us, we done already been through a lot of trauma, man. We done been through that. You already balanced the shit out. You learned something good. There's a lot of people that don't want this world. They want this world to stay the same way. They no different than the oppressor that you think you got. And I'm telling y'all, y'all going to find out that a lot of y'all mentors and everybody, they working hand in hand with the fucking enemy.
What? Uh-oh.
They so don't even know that they working hand in hand with the enemy. That's how fucked up else. You got to be careful when you're dealing with this goddamn magic, because you can end up casting a spell upon yourself.
Oh, shit.
Looking at something outside of you. That's why with me, most people think like, oh, doing this shit for free. Why you ain't made it famous yet? The business and everything like that. People don't know what the heck I'm doing. I've been blessed right now to the point where I am working for myself with a team, with my friends, because we came together. We ain't out here broadcasting the business and everything like that. You know, we're doing stuff. We care for people. We care for the elderly. We care for the children. We care for anybody that comes around me. If you my friend, when I come into your life, I'm going to give you my all. Because I want you up here with me. We're going to get this thing together. I'm going to push that in you, in me. I'm going to give my all. I ain't got time to give you nothing less. Now, I know now when to pull back my energy, when the person ain't ready for it, all you got to do is just leave them with love. They'll come back eventually. Eventually, they'll come back around, or they'll figure it out on their own. My mama always told me that I would know who I'm supposed to help or who's supposed to help me. And once that thing is done, you move on. You pass it on, man. You got too many people that want to follow me, want a crowd. They want so much fucking validation. The same people that's teaching you about don't let nobody validate. You don't need validation. Other people be the main people that need validation.
Well, damn.
You got people, you know what I'm saying? How you going to teach about a universe without, like, you know what I'm saying, this materialistic shit? Because this shit done got us stuck, man. This currency system, they got us stuck. We care more about a piece of paper, how we dress up, and how we look. But we not caring about no land, no resources. We not even caring about, like, you know what I'm saying, the simple stuff. My thing is, we could have been free by now. Y'all motherfuckers want to keep on having a static. Tell me what you're going to do. All you got is yourself. Tell me if this whole damn grid was to drop right now and all you had was yourself. You didn't have your degrees. Not the fancy car, the house, and none of that shit. All you got is yourself. Could you deal with that? Because that's the kind of world that these kids want. These kids don't know no color, no nothing until we tell them.
Damn.
I'm telling y'all, man, like, y'all going to have to, man, get it together, man, because, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people, man, like, we ain't buying this bullshit no more, man. We're not buying it no more. We're over it. Hey, baby. Hi, baby. How you doing? I'm on the live, but hi. Is Dad outside? Okay, okay. Hey, sweetheart. But yeah, I'm telling y'all, man, when shit really hit the fan, your degree gonna save you? Now, let me talk about this division between men and women. Now, women, let's be everything now. I'm seeing women talk about degrees and shit. They're like, I got my degree. But you got your degree in comfort skills. It ain't 50% in construction. It ain't 50% in the plumbing. It ain't 50% in agriculture. Who builds shit now? Let's be real. You over here talking about you don't need no man for shit, but let all these lights go out and everything like that, and shit get destroyed. Who gonna have to build that shit up from the ground? Is it gonna be your ass? You know how to chop a tree? Peace, baby. Hey, Liza. Women, I want to talk to you again now. When the grid, all this shit, lights go out now. Cars ain't working and all that bullshit. Who you gonna look to build for shit? Your man ain't gonna wanna build for you, because what? You didn't need them, remember? Remember that. Because why black women, I want to say this, black, and y'all going to kill me by using this word black. Y'all know black mean invisible. When you put that invisible cloak, nobody can see your ass. And that's the reason why nobody sees us. You got people that want to spread the word about, oh, this is a black mean, but y'all keep on calling yourselves that, though. You got every other nationality, women and the man. They working together. In our community, though, what's going on? We hating each other. Men, my brothers, y'all want to talk about I'm oppressed by the white man, but y'all don't even realize you got his mindset. Don't even realize you got the mindset. Oh, I'm going to break it all the way down because I'm getting sick of it, man. I'm tired of holding shit in, you know what I'm saying, because a lot of this shit that I want to say, I know it's going to make a lot of people uncomfortable. A lot of people going to feel triggered like I'm talking about them. If you feel it, if you know what I'm saying, that's on you. I'm just putting out, this just coming out of me, man. Because, you know, it's some people like here that, you know what I'm saying, they really like from birth since I've been here. I have always cared about people. And it's nothing worse than being like a, almost like a pure soul coming here to see all this hate. And we bringing babies, we bring babies here claiming we want a better world, but we still choose to partake in the shit that's destroying it. Everybody's chosen. If you're here, you were chosen to make this world a better place. You were here to teach your children, and after that, your children's going to teach the other one. People don't believe me. I don't owe my kids anything. But because when I pushed them out here and I chose to be their parent, I'm teaching them right now. So I ain't got to leave them shit. And they don't owe me anything at all either. Because I'm an adult. I'm supposed to take care of myself. One thing I'm going to do is make sure I plant those seeds while I'm here. So when I am gone, it will be embedded in them. And they will pass it on down. Because you can try to build that generational wealth all you want to, baby. But if you haven't instilled the mindset of how to maintain it, all you work for just went well to shit. And let me ask y'all people this. The people who want to claim that they so oppressed by the white man so fucking bad, let me ask you this. How do you plan on making a better world by using the resources from your oppressor?
Uh-oh.
Does that make any fucking sense?
Oh, the white man did this to me, but here I am. But give me this, white man.
Do you know how retarded you sound? We could have been like, my thing, you marching and doing all this bullshit, but all y'all got to do is get into your neighborhoods. Like, my thing is, you got people right now, we do tarot card readings, we do all kind of shit. What, my energy, the energy, like, my thing is, we could be together right now. I know how to do this, you know how to do that. So, we swapping that way. That's energy right there. But no, y'all let this little piece of paper, man, this piece of paper, y'all let this piece of paper go to y'all fucking heads, bruh. Be like, well, y'all keep on, this is the reality. Now, no. It's only the reality because we keep it going. If we were just to stop right now and just decide, like, look, she know how to do a garden. I might not know how to cook, but she know how to cook. So we're going to swap out the vegetables, and I'm going to cook. Boom. What is so hard about that shit? I know how to do textiles or something like that. She know how to sew. outfit out. Or it could be like, she know how to make clothes. She know how to do hair. Okay, girl, you need an outfit. I need my hair done. Boom. What is so hard about that shit? Y'all making it more complicated than it needs to. And you got people like me got to sit around here and suffer because majority of y'all motherfucking asses want to worry about if you the most high or the most supreme or the most this. You worry more about your status. You want to complain because older people ain't paying for your services. We can't afford it. We got to live every day. Now y'all making a profit. No, you're in a profit mindset.
Uh-oh.
You it's getting less and it's sad to the point that you don't even realize it.
Damn.
I'm going to need for y'all to get it together. Because everything, my thing is, if you want to claim black, and I'm here to give you that message, we got ourselves in this shit. When we decided, when we got jealous of your quote-unquote oppressor. Yeah. Inclusion. Oh, I want what they got. You remember the phrase, keeping up with the Joneses? Yeah, yeah, yeah. They want to tell you, oh, they burnt down Tulsa, or they bought down the Black Wall Street. Oh, but they're not going to tell you that Black people rebuilt the Black Wall Street, but sold it to make a highway. You got people right now in Atlanta. They built the Braves Stadium. And that little area right there, oh, they handing people money right now so they can, you know, move people out so they can make, you know what I'm saying, go up on the charges and shit. You got people, like my thing, when I talk to the elders and everything, they have land. You got people right now, black people right now who still have their great, great, great parents' land. Don't let these people lie to you and tell you that they bought up all the land. Because if not, why are we only in certain areas? You only see because you're stuck in one area. Half of y'all only know the East Coast, the South, and California and shit. Y'all haven't even been inside of the in no other states. Y'all don't even know how big this United States really is. Y'all don't even know they lying to you about the globe. These continents are way bigger than what you think it is. It's just time for us to break it all the way fucking down, man, because I'm getting tired. Like, right now, people just be arguing because they want to be right. And it's only adults doing this bullshit, man. And you got the kids. The youth are mimicking us. You cannot blame this shit on the youth. We have dropped the fucking ball.
Goddamn.
When are we going to own up to that shit, man? You got grown-ass people you over here giving readers and shit to, and they still not figuring it out. They coming back, they greedy and all this shit, but you can teach a kid how to do their own tarot reading so they can know how to fix their life so they ain't got to be a confused adult. You can teach them how to meditate. Ain't nobody, you can teach my things. I'm teaching my kids about sex. Like, really, like, how to please themselves, how they can please others. Communication skills. All y'all want to do all day is teach each other. They just showed how egotistical adults are. My kids are right. Nobody thinks about kids. Nobody thinks about them. That's why people push them so quickly to become adults. To try to, you know what I'm saying? So it feels good to blame the kids. Oh, it's the youth that's doing this. The youth is only copying what they seeing.
Uh-oh.
You got these same motherfuckers who claim that, oh, they so supreme and they done did the work and all this goddamn shit. But you know, so they steady going through shit. Why? Because they lying. They only profiting. They only care about profit. They only care about how much money and how you can make me feel good about myself.
Uh-oh.
You better watch it because they about to be exposed. Everything's about to come down. I don't try to go out here and claim that I'm somebody I'm not. That's why you kind of saw me stop doing videos and stuff like that because I knew what the universe, what the source really going to be my friend no more. And this is not talking bad about no fucking body, period. But it's time that the shit, when the kids keep coming to me and tell me, mama, mama, something ain't right. You need to talk, you need to say it. You know it ain't right. You need to tell people this. You got grown-ass people out here making sexual preference a goddamn... Woo! Lord Jesus, bruh. And you got people talking about souls and soul in a meat suit. But y'all stuck on this meat suit shit. But y'all want to teach people how to be spiritual, but still want to be on that shit. We're trying to evolve, man. Y'all talking about we need to go, we got to destroy these other shit. Like, that means you got to destroy the currency system. You got to destroy the school system. You got to destroy the workforce. How the fuck you say you want freedom when y'all scared to say, tell y'all job, kick my fucking ass. We could have been done with this shit. All we had to do was during COVID, everybody said, you know what, fuck it. We ain't going to work no more. You think they're going to come? You think they're going to arrest all of us? Y'all really think that? All we had to do was say, hell no. Nah. We ain't going back to work. We ain't giving these motherfuckers our money no more. We gonna start doing this shit. When people want to treat you a certain way, you don't beg. You go and create something else. That's what everybody else did, but black motherfuckers. They want to go around and act like, they won't give it to me. My ancestors worked so hard. Your ancestors don't give a fuck about your ass right now. You here. They not. They live their fucking life. For all you know, your ancestors probably got that same goddamn mindset that kicking your ass working for a motherfucker. Me? You want to say like, no, I'm actually working with a best friend. I don't work. We work for ourselves now. That's all you have to do? I'm just waiting until motherfuckers finally get it. Because as long as motherfuckers keep on thinking that we got to go to work for somebody else and they believe in this money dollar bill, I still got to keep doing this. And it's not fair to a lot of us who already know, we already know the solution, man. We know the fucking solution. And there's a lot of these teachers that know the fucking solution, but they so caught up in this 3D shit at being known and want to have all this money. I'm a billionaire. I got my big house. I got all this shit.
All this shit.
They ain't focusing on liberating people. They ain't focused on these children. Because if they were, they would be out here freely giving their time to kids. But no, they looking for the adults who got money so they can get a bag. And I'm telling you, you're chasing your goddamn body bag. That's
Uh-oh.
All you chasing, baby.
Uh-oh.
Call me some hurt feelings. I don't care because this is coming like this is channeling down, man. Enough is enough. Because you know what? A lot of things are coming. Y'all ain't going to be prepared for it. And the same ones, when you look around, you're like, damn, what happened to such and such? I thought she was going to be here. Nah, because she wanted sex, bitch. He wanted sex. It's time for me to go back to my black people. I'm going to have to talk to you, once again, black means invisible. You don't put the fucking invisible cloak on. Then you took in the Negroid, which means venereal disease, laziness, and criminal. Then you want to go like, no, we're going to turn into what we want to. We want to go back. We are cleansed and clean in Egypt. But guess what, baby? That civilization failed. You stupid motherfucker, stop faking. You put that shit in a pyramid and bury that shit, put their ass, and then so they're going to wake up with all they got that shit built. Look how dumb that shit works. Don't sit here and tell me, don't give me no fucking excuses. If you can't do some roof work for you to get some money, for you to get a dinner, for you to get a house, why the fuck you didn't do no hair till you got them donations for me? Alright, somebody gonna give me an answer on the line?
I'm gonna keep all my little stuff with
with me. And I'm reserved, and I'm going to live myself and live here forever and ever. Mind you, in Egyptian times, they said the slaves couldn't stand the heat. They skin burnt in the sun. So who, if we want to claim that we were the superior race during that time, who were we really enslaving if they skin burnt in the sun? Then you got mothers who want to go back to Mansa Musa, all these other people, oh, we had this and we had that. All them civilizations fell. They sunk underground for a reason. That means we have to create something. Even people like, it was a matriarch society at one time. It fails because we need to work each other. We need each other. How y'all going to teach duality with balancing feminine and masculine energy and still want to be separate? And then you got people out here talking about, oh, it takes you years and years. That's the trap. It don't take you no fucking years. It don't take you, as soon as you choose to decide that you're not going to let trauma and all that other shit bother you, you heal, baby. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I done had enough of it because, you know what I'm saying? You got too many people, you know what I'm saying? Just, like, come on, man. We got kids here. How can you claim you want a better world and you still maintain the one that keeps destroying it?
Damn.
Do y'all want to talk about people? Like, you know what I'm saying? You want to look down on people. People can't give you no advice, but you know everything. I'm telling you, these kids, they don't need crystals. They don't need none of that shit. We teach them how to forget.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. They're using us, man. The parents. The adults. Because they know the adults are so full of themselves. And they know we don't care about children. Because that's the most free, that's the free and the purest that you are. And that's why you get, a lot of us get attacked as we're kids. Some of us get attacked before we even get here. I know before, I'm a rainbow child. I came before miscarriage. Back again. You can't stop it, baby. We're going to get here eventually. These people who teach in division and everything like that, I mean, even down to the vaccines. It's some people that are going to survive that vaccine. It's some people that didn't have no choice but to get it. I didn't get it. But there's some people that didn't have no choice because they got to keep the little money system that you like. Okay, y'all like going to the banks, right? The banks got to stay open. If everybody decides they ain't getting no vaccine and it shut the bank down, what you going to do? Y'all still need food because we don't all have our own farms and our own gardens and stuff yet. And those people might have been told it's a protocol, mandatory vaccine. They have to do it. Because you need them to keep your food. So them people ain't going to be spared. All I said in one video is once you get activated, you get the vaccine and you start acting crazy, that's when I said I'm going to stay away from you and stay the fuck away from me. Because you got a lot of people with a messed up mindset. And you got a lot of these spiritual guru people that done got the vaccine. They ain't told your ass either.
Uh-oh.
But they still giving you knowledge, though. They still giving you that message.
There it is.
It's kingdom time. And pretty soon, our kids, they already ain't listening. Wait till things get up a little another notch. Some of them going to just be leaving like, you know what? These motherfuckers full of shit. Let's walk off.
Oh, shit.
Especially in our community. The village. Where is the village? Where is the mentality? Where's the unity? All I see is black men and black women just arguing with each other back and forth, 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 back and forth. Y'all hurt motherfuckers. Y'all want to be right so bad instead of just saying, okay, we did this. What are we going to do now? What can I do to fix it? I might joke and laugh and hee-hee and do all kinds of stuff on social media, but it comes a point in time, we getting tired. I'm talking to a lot of my elders. They are tired. A lot of the elders, especially the ones in their late 80s, they were hoping that COVID was going to wipe out a lot of us motherfuckers and leave the kids so they can take care of the kids. That's why you see so many our age dying off. That mindset, man, that materialistic, like, you know, they just focusing on it, and, you know, people are like, we need material. No, you need that to the status, baby, the status.
Damn.
That's what you want, the status. You don't want a better world. You want status.
Uh-oh.
Kingdom is coming.
It's here, goddammit.
Here. People want to say they don't believe in time and all this stuff, but they want you to focus on healing for almost 100 years. They want to give you out like, I'm tired of the past life shit. I'm tired of all this stuff. Why do we want to keep going backwards, man? Like, come on, man. We got solutions right now. Let's just do the shit right now. The solution right now.
Come on.
Like, why can't you do it? Because I'm like one out of a goddamn trillion motherfuckers that really know what the fuck we need to do. When I got, how can one person, me, fuck the plantation when I got millions and billions of motherfuckers comfortable on the plantation? Y'all motherfuckers gonna kill my ass. Or try to. Or call me crazy. Oh, she's stupid. We need money to live. No, baby. You just want to keep money to live, baby.
Mm.
How the fuck you gonna say you against the government and still want to use their goddamn resources like that? The money and everything. You got people laughing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Making fun of people, oh, you living off the government, oh, you pay, your shit is cheap. You got people really competing because y'all, we pay more? You looking down somebody because you got to pay more. You are more in debt. What sense does this make? People, I'm a need for y'all to kind of like, come on. If little kids can tell me this shit, why haven't you gotten it? I only came to one conclusion. We are the problem.
All right, y'all. Man, say, I wanted to definitely play that. You guys, thank you, thank you, thank you for your patience. As we are coming in late, guys, this is another broadcast of Motivational Classroom. As you guys know, I am Haru, the Seventh Oracle, and as you guys already know, we got the Ear Family in the building. We got Auntie LJ with us. Eternal is in New York. Eternal is in New York enjoying himself, him and his queen, right? Him and his queen enjoying himself in New York. Shout out to you, Eternal. It looked like, I know you were listening to the playback, but it looks like that you are having a good time. They're bending up there. Clearly, you know, in the summertime, there are events that happen in New York. So this weekend was one of them. So if any of you guys are listening and you are in New York, please be sure to, you know, find out what's going on up there, out there in New York, guys. Eternal is there as well. So, you know, have a look out for him as well. So, guys, what we are talking about today, guys, is dark psychology, right? So we started off the dark psychology series last broadcast, dark psychology as it relates to the gay agenda. But today, guys, on this portion of the dark psychology as it relates to how we
you know, fight each other and how we beat up on each other. And the reason why for this particular broadcast is because I'm going to call myself out. You know, I had a rough month in June. You know, as I was coming through a lot of stuff, what I did was I started to kick up a lot of unhealed shit, but I kicked a lot of it up at once, guys. And I was literally in overload. I was wigging out, spazzing out, you know, spazzing out on people who didn't deserve it. You know, I was doing the most and was continuing to still do the most. But I knew that there had came a time to where I had to balance. So our last broadcast that we did, you know, when it comes to the men and the women, you know, this is one of the live that you guys heard was one of my friends, you know what I'm saying? And she actually would watch me, and she started to watch and see Auntie, just like you said, you know, roller coaster, you know what I'm saying? She would, you know, not only you call me on that, you know what I'm saying, but a few of my people call me on that, you know, like, okay, you know, are you good? You know what I'm saying? Because, and this broadcast is not just about me. I'm just using my situation, our situation, you know what I'm saying, what we do here in transparency just so, you know, we just to let the world know, guys, that, you know, even though we may be like on a world stage, you know, of teaching and healing, that does not mean that we do not go through our own personal shits in the background, guys. So this whole battle that we have going on, rather in the forefront or rather in the background, about the men and the women, you know what I'm saying? The men against the women, you know, us men calling ourselves, I mean, pointing fingers at the women, what y'all didn't do and what y'all, you know, and I mean, it was nasty. It was brutal. I think we kind of did it kind of balanced and fair on the platform, but, you know, in my background, it got kind of nasty, you know what I'm saying? So in that, you know, a lot of tension brewed, you know, a lot of tension brewed between, you know, Auntie LJ and I, you know, and a lot of tension brewed between a lot of women in my personal life who didn't speak up. You know, they didn't open their mouth, you know what I'm saying? But you could tell, you know, the way that they kind of fell back and, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, what she said is that we don't know how to communicate a lot of times. And rather I pick up the phone, rather Auntie LJ picks up the phone. You know, one thing I love about me and Auntie LJ is that no matter what it is, you know what I'm saying, one of us gonna pick up the phone. And that's because we love each other. And we both wanted to work, you know what I'm saying, and all that. But I feel that this is a conversation. I said all this to say, guys, is that this is what led to this particular broadcast, because what I have found is that we are fighting each other out here in the community, you know, and it doesn't have to be about black guys. We are fighting each other. And I feel like a lot of times what she said, and I took two pages of notes, but a lot of what she said is that I feel that a lot of times we are fighting the wrong fight. Like, are we fighting the wrong fight, you guys? Like, is fighting each other going to truly get us somewhere? You know, and another thing that she had mentioned was when we are out here doing spell work and black magic and stuff like that, when we do that against one another, you know what I'm saying, is it really helping one another when we're angry and against and want to get each other back and want to fight each other in the ethers and do all that? Or, you know, why are we not, you know, like as far as the government, anything external, you know what I'm saying, like the external measures, why are we not, you know, she said, why are we not getting dirt from the courthouse or dirt from the police station? Or, you know, why are we not doing things that really matter, you know what I'm saying, to have a better, you know, world, you know what I'm saying, versus doing it to one another? That's one of the things that stuck out for me personally, per se. So, Auntie, I seen you in the background, and you love a lot of what she had to see. Always talks about self, how we can, and I totally agree, how we have to get back to self. But I feel when that statement is made, I feel that that is great, but I can't help but to think of the others who are not there and who don't understand that part of it or that level yet. So for me, only for me, I hone in, I always hone in on, okay, how can I, you know, begin to get that tier of people who do not understand what the importance of self is and even how to get there. How can I, you know, help or influence these group of individuals to come on in? So that's where I'm at, you know, when it comes to self. So here we are having a conversation. I'm sure the LJ going to have a lot to say. But as we always do, LJ, that's one thing I value about you and I. You know, what we have built is that one thing about it, whether we agree or disagree, we're going to talk about it. So here we are.
Mm-hmm. Well, greetings. Greetings to everyone that is listening, that will be listening in the future. Peace, love, and elevation to us all. Through my almost 50 years, this life, in my now, I have been able to activate naturally my lessons. And how does a teacher teach you something that they've never activated for themselves first? It's difficult because they don't have the answers that you're going to have in their teaching. So we must remove ego. Ego don't want to go nowhere. Now, when I say remove ego, I'm not saying remove ego in its totality, but know you enough to recognize when it's not you, it's your ego. Know you well enough to know that it's an understanding that has to be overstood before it could stand the test of time. Don't give me no surface shit. I can't do nothing with surface shit. I've been on this planet umpteen trillion times, and I'm coming back with a remembrance of multi-levels of me. So for those who get it and can teach it, they had to activate it so that they had the answers to the questions that I would have. Why? Because they questioned themselves. They ask this shit for themselves. See, we not doing that. This is why the sister can get on and fuss, and people say, oh, they're going to take away from the message. You know how we do. You know how we get. We don't, well, what's she talking about and why she ain't doing it? And see, you eliminate all that why he or she ain't doing it for themselves, because just as soon as you put your finger on something that you deem is wrong with somebody else, you got three other fingers coming back at your ass in the regard and a thumb.
Damn.
Okay? So you got to know this shit. You got to know how to function in the things that you want to teach so that motherfuckers ain't talking about you. They talking with you about y'all, not you. And ego come in and say, well, I'm going to do it my way, and I'm going to do it how I got to do it, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it. But do you realize that the 360 of I'm going to do it my way, you hurting somebody too, because you coming from a place of hurt. And you ain't healed that hurt. That's why ego in your face and above the authenticity of your heart. And so this is when you get people talking about, oh, they just over there trauma bonding because ain't nobody healing shit. They over there kitty-catting and kiki-keying and all this old shit, but ain't nobody healing shit. And then you find your ass walking around the mulberry bush. Because nobody activated nothing doing it their way. That's why they've been doing it for so long, they way. Sometimes you got to sit ego the fuck down because you want to heal. And ego don't want you to heal because ego get power too. Everything, energy uses everything, baby. Everything. Your goddamn furniture is in your house because you think it's there. If you thought your furniture was not the matter it was, you can put your hand through it. People call it magic because you can alter matter. And instead of saying what's the matter, we need to just really start recognizing what the fuck matter is, period. Then we know what's the matter and what's not the matter. Now we can stop assuming what the fuck is wrong with us and our reflection on what we deem is wrong with others. Now you teaching yourself, teacher. See, we not doing that, and that's why distractions hold such prevalent spaces and places in our lives. Ego will say, oh, no, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to defend this person because I went through it. But did you heal it? Did you really go through it? Did you sit in your shit? Let me give y'all a perfect example. I woke up this riser. Now, I have had a boil up under my arm. I'm detoxing. I'm cleansing. And even my body is showing me that, boo-boo, it ain't all going to just come out and get boo-boo. You're going to get some pimples. You're going to get some boils. You're going to get some shit coming out of this body because you done started putting something in it that's going to run that shit up through. Oh, shit. Here come the antibodies. Oh, shit. Here come the antibacterials. Oh, shit. Here come the antivirals. And my body and my ego physically is fighting. So I got this enormous boil, y'all, that had grew up under my arm out of no fucking where. It's the boil from hell. If you believe in a hell, I know it's a lower vibrational energy, and that shit hurt like all fires from the motherfucking abyss, okay? And I was
but
like, what
fight.
Is going on?
It's a fire in the
it's
fight.
It's a fight.
It manifested. Yeah.
Honey, child, boo-boo, what you talking about?
We went
y'all, listen to your auntie. Listen to me. In my sleep, Keith, and this thing snatched my soul. Do you hear me? I was asleep. I had put the little bull-y stuff on it. I put the hot rag on it. You know, I know what to do. We don't get this up out of me. You got to go. But see, I'm fighting, and this waste in my system is fighting to stay. Like ego. And I'm like, oh, no. Now, see, you got good bacteria. And you got bad bacteria. You're supposed to keep a balance. You're supposed to keep the good bacteria and get rid of the bad bacteria. Well, what is bad bacteria? An excessive amount of the good bacteria. See how the same thing make you laugh, make you cry? Baby. Baby. That thing exploded. This rising. And I literally set up out my bed like somebody had shot me. No bullshit. It was fire. If that's what David felt in the Bible when they say fire shot up in his bones, I don't ever want to feel that shit again in my life. Do you understand me? I've done my part. I've been there. I'm good. Stuff splattered all over my pillowcase. It had a stench to it. And it was I couldn't grab enough gauze and tissue. It was all down my gown. It was just like a volcano. It just exploded. But see, you got to be careful what you ask for. Because see, I wanted the boil to go away, but I didn't pay attention to the 360 of the boil. In order for the boil to go away, I had to experience and endure some pain. And wasn't nobody else going to feel that for me but me. So what I'm saying in giving y'all my story about, Lord, I can now put my arm up. I can now move my elbow back. I can now maneuver. I had to go through the pain of the boil to get rid of it so I could go back to homeostasis of what was naturally me. But you got to sit in your shit, baby. In order to get through the pain, because pain bring change. Now, 3-4 hours later, I can move my arm. This thing was so big, y'all, that I was getting pins and needles in my hand. It was pushing against a nerve under my arm. Okay? I ain't never had a boil like this. But, again, I want to detox. I want to be clean. I want to do this. I want to do that. I got to get my body right. I'm all in the higher vibratory with that. I ain't think about what it's going to cost to have any of that.
So be mindful.
So be mindful. Be careful what you ask for. Be ready for what you ask for. You know, nephew, what you was pushing through some things. Auntie, I want to know. Baby, when you start wanting to know, and this for everybody, I don't give a fuck who you with. And you can challenge me on it or you won't. Come see me now. Because one thing for sure and two things guaranteed for certain. If you want to know, you're going to do everything it takes to want to know. But you better be ready for your 360 on what you want to know. You better analyze. This right here is the goal. But I got to go do all this shit right here to get to the goal.
And remember,
it's many layers to your onion.
Remember, I didn't tell you everything yet.
Half of what you're dealing with, baby, because we keep them gates open. I don't come with titles.
Ooh.
I don't care what is case specific. I follow energy. And this is why yesterday, whatever it was we talked, because we pretty much talk regularly. But you know me, if you don't hear from me, you start calling. If I don't hear from you, I start, you know, we vice versa. I ain't need no titles to what the fuck that energy was. I knew that energy was. That's all I needed to know. That ain't my business. And see, this is what we're dealing with as a people. Everybody wants the intricate. You don't need the intricate. You know what you felt. You felt something was right or you felt something was wrong. That's the only title you need. If it's right, encourage it. If it's wrong, support it with positive energy. I don't need to know you shit your toe when you got out the bed and ended up spilling the glass and then knocked the glass into
auntie,
the cat. Now the cat sitting on the refrigerator.
On.
I don't need all that.
Hold on, auntie. We have to, what you told me when it comes to the men and the healing, we got to put in the airways what you told me about the men and the healing. You got to give it to them on that.
No, well, I almost don't remember because, you know, I get downloads during our conversations.
Okay.
My downloads.
We were talking about. Okay. Well, okay, okay. So it was kind of personal, but, you know, it was kind of personal, you know, to many men that we know that are healing. Let me just say that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us are combative. A lot of us do not want to take accountability, not public vulnerability. So we always want to point the finger at the woman and what the woman is not doing and da-da-da-da-da-da. But when it comes to the men, what you all see. You with me now?
Okay. That particular conversation is basically that, and I'm going to make it short, sweet, and point blank, okay? Okay. We are all energy. Called life. You are going to be what you are for the law of attraction. Not what you want, not what you think you want, none of that. So for these men that's got issues with women and these women that got issues with men, baby, you only attracting what you are. Now that might be a bit of...
Your phone going in and out.
Sure.
I don't know what happened.
We're going to get this.
And if you can run that back for me.
We men and women, we, not me. See, as above, so below, the me becomes the we becomes the me, as above, so below. As within, so without, this ain't my science. This is science to us being, period. So don't be mad at me. I'm just a messenger. But me and we have to look at each other in the face. We have to understand what the hell really going on, okay? Energy. Energy is everything. Everything is energy, okay? We are not going to attract what we say we want. We are not going to attract what we say we are. We're going, the law of attraction gives you who the fuck you are right then and there in the now. The universe gives you who the fuck you are right then and there in the now. So if Miss Pineapple booty stank and she nasty and she got pimples and smells and all that old shit, then I don't care how many showers you got before you got over there with Miss Nasty Booty. If you made a decision in your now to hit it, guess what? You just as nasty as what was in your now, okay? Female, I want him to have a car. I want him to have some money. I want him this. He got to take my kids. He got to provide. He got to be stable. He got to be this. He got to be that. And I keep drawing these men that just ain't on their shit. Because, boo-boo, you ain't checked yourself for yourself on your shit so that you could be who the fuck you say you tend to be. Because you only gonna get what you are in the now. So if he broke down, if he bumming it, if his breath stank, if he ain't inspired, if he ain't motivated, ooh, that mirror look real strange, don't it? But you, the man or the woman in the mirror. Oh, I don't know why I had a baby for her. Oh, I don't know why I fucked with her. I told her to give me and get an abortion. Whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. Niggas. That's you, boo. And I don't care how much you say you hate her and don't like her and don't want to be with her and she trapping you with that baby. That was you and your now. That's why the baby was able to come. Okay? So while we walking around here pointing fingers, I'm going to go back to what I said initially. You got one finger going on the outside, but you got three fingers and a thumb coming back at you. 4-1 all day long in that scenario. So let's be advised with knowing ourselves so that when we see ourselves external and we sit down and say, damn, I'm attracting lower vibratory people. Now I need to see that it's me and not them. Because I'm attracting them to me, that's why they're attracted to me. So let me do some inner work and start loving on me the way I want that man or that woman to love on me. That there way I'm already in the space when they show up. I'm not getting it together. I was already together before they came. So now I'm attracting what the fuck I am, the great I am. I'm attracting stability. Now I'm attracting communication. Now I'm attracting a support system. Now I'm attracting that good wood, that good hoo-ha, that good yoni, all that. Oh, I want a person. I want to be the person. I want somebody to come and just know how to kiss on me.
You'll be tested, too.
You will be tested because after these messages, we'll be right back. So you better understand. understand that it's you, even externally you. When I walk in the store and that sister's looking at me crazy, is it an authentic me that was her? At another point in time this life, and I looked at some other woman who had done nothing to me crazy. See, we think that because we do shit, it's supposed to come right back to us if it's going to be our karma. If I slap you, you're going to slap me back. That might not be the way it come back. You mess around and you slap somebody and they don't slap you back, and then you find out your mama got slapped with an 18-wheeler. Oh, not my mama. Yes, bitch, your mama. Because energy don't know nothing but to be energy. Yeah. And so energy will come back and not come back to you. but come back to the people you love, because the universe knows that you ain't doing your work for you. Mm. So now it's got to attack the people outside of you to get your attention. Yeah. Distraction is a mother. Do we really know our distraction? Do you know yourself to actually sit back and say that I know my distractions? Here I want to get on with Forex, and I want to start my own company, and my grandmama and them got land down in Alabama, and I need Forex to get me the money so that I can keep the land. Grandma, why you ain't teach these children about how to keep the land? Because what good is leaving a house if you ain't taught nobody how to run that motherfucker? It's still going to go to the state. It's still going to be property of the state. Because
a lot of
you, grandma, you grandma, you papa, you auntie, you matriarch, teaching how to keep what you got. And now everybody's distracted by money. And we want money, 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 money. And we can sit back and see where we done bought $500 Gucci belts, $1,000 sneakers, because Jordan only made 5 pair of them. And all this old material shit that you can't take nowhere with you when you leave this body. But you ain't invested in how to teach the children, the youth, the younger ones coming up behind you, on this village that you got in your heart of being your family. You ain't taught nobody in the family how to keep it. See how energy works? You got all this glitz and glamour. I'ma get me a car. I'ma get me a house. If you ain't been fucking with me, don't come fucking with me now. I'm good. I'm great. I'm ballin'. I'm chosen. I'm the shit. I'm covered. I'm blessed. And bitch, you stressed the fuck out. Because you know you ain't taught nobody how to get where you at. And everything that you're going to leave behind, going back into the system. Because you never took the time with you to heal with your family so that your family could keep what you had left behind. Oh, this thing go deep. That sister was hitting. She was goddamn, if energy could be seen, she was goddamn, what's the chick, Sheila E. on them drums. She was bing, 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 bing. I couldn't type quick enough. Shit. She was doing the damn thing, and I know it was a download. That wasn't her, per se, human her. That was a download. Yep. See, y'all out here getting played by these, they call them practitioners, but, well, I'm going to leave that right there. But they call them practitioners and spiritual workers and stuff. Let me tell you something. If you cannot watch the person and energy that is calling themselves a spiritual worker, and they are not in their own healing where you can trust it, and you get that, it's something about them. I was going to let them read me, but I changed my mind. Investigate you on why you changed your mind. And understand that your first thought is you. Your second thought is the influences of others external you. We jumping out here in this water because everybody looked like they having a good time, but nobody told you when you jumped in that it was sharks beyond the demon. So be aware and pay attention, because everybody out here tarot card reading and shit, if you can see where they roller coastering and fucked up and doing what they saying one thing but they doing another, be well advised to keep your door closed. Just talk to them through the door like you would the postal service when they come and say they got a package for you. Just tell them, any gifts you got for me, just leave it outside the door. Thank you. Oh, ma'am, it's got to be signed for. Okay, stick your arm out there in John Hancock it with some scribble dibble. They don't know your signature. Just scribble dibble on it. And then you sit at your door and you talk to your you about if you want to open the door for the gifts or curses that was dropped off to you. Because, see, when you're dealing with people who going through their own shit actively, you can overstand where they coming from without the logistics. When you dealing with people that ain't stood in that shit, them motherfuckers ain't to be trusted. And I'm going to say, they're not to be trusted. Okay? Don't be out here because they got a large following and motherfuckers is kicking and ha-ha-ha all the motherfucking time. Because, see, regurgitation is a motherfucker. You watch birds do it every day. Nature gave you a perfect picture of it. Mama bird go get it and she bring it home and she don't even digest it. She throw it up in her baby's mouth to feed it. So if people are regurgitating shit to you and you can't motherfucking understand all this knowledge you're taking in, you got an overflow, which means that you might need to cut some shit off because that overflow, even though it's what you want, is a distraction to what the fuck you really need. And that's to get still, get quiet, and deal with your shit. And then you can eat from the smorgasbord of everything that is available to you because you'll know what's for you and what's not just coming for you. And it's a difference. This
there
root
is.
Work, this
there
dark
is.
Magic, this all this stuff that people is doing, if their energy is fucked up, your energy is going to be fucked up trying to use it. It's like somebody telling you that they're going to bake you a cake, but they bake the cake with bad eggs. So the cake smell good, look good, and everything. And then you get in your space, and you feeling some type of way because and they're trying to be a distraction, y'all. My bad. But you get mad because things are not working for you, and you can't be mad at the practitioner. You got to be mad at you because you your first line of defense. You cover you first. You protect you first. You supposed to know you enough to know, that motherfucker ain't in good space today. Now, I fuck with her. I like her. Or I fuck with him. I like him. I like the work. I done seen they work. But today, something off about them, and I'm not going to get no reading today. And you better be about yourself. You better know your worth. You better know. Because guess what? We all vampires at some point. We all vampires at some point. You better know it or not. You better know it. You better know it.
You better know it.
So if you don't know your ugly, you ain't never really introduced yourself to your full potential of beauty. And if you think that you are high and mighty in your beauty, baby, your ugly finna come whoop your ass. And guess
Bobby
what?
Hemmett teaches. Yeah, I mean, like, and what he teaches is we are all out here positive, passive, you know, love and light, no negative vibes. No, and then you would always teach, you would always teach on a 360, you know, because you, before you, though, Bobby Hinton was like, it's the darkness. Like, if you don't know your dark self, if you don't know your shadow self, what the fuck are you really out here doing? You just masking. You just putting a Band-Aid or, you know.
On the ocean.
I know you're
gonna
go
on
somewhere
the ocean.
With that.
What the fuck is your Band-Aid doing with the ocean? Help me understand how that one little Band-Aid is helping this ocean. It's not.
Yeah.
And guess what? You're supposed to get to a place where you don't like you. Who told you ate roses and drank perfume? Who told you your shit don't stink?
Yeah.
Who told you that?
Yeah.
You're supposed to get to a place of not liking you. You ain't supposed to stay there, but you're supposed to introduce yourself the fuck.
And know it. Yeah.
And embrace it. Because it's a part of you for a reason, and there are selective seasons in your protection that you gonna need that ugly mean fuck that I ain't nobody just treat me any kind of way energy. Your ego is a form of protection, but if you let that motherfucker run rampant, your ego will have you fighting your self-love, your self-abundance, your self-awareness, and it'll become your shadow when your ego is not your shadow.
You casting your own spells. Y'all, I'm a living witness. Auntie, I had started realizing, I said, okay, whoa, bro, you are in such a place of vengeance that you are casting your own reality on your
mind. What did I tell you? You was, I said you rollercoasting, you spot. But this, I'm even going back into last year. I said, keep saying you're spiraling. No, I'm not. I'm doing it my way, auntie. I said, you're spiraling. No, I'm not. I said, okay, it's the 360. He said, you call me a couple days later. He was humble pie, y'all. He called me a couple. He said, auntie, I thought about it. You was right. I said, I don't want to be right. I don't want to be right. What, I told you. I said, I don't want to be right. I said, but I see you, baby. I see you. And it ain't my business. It ain't my business. You ain't got to tell
but
me.
But you roll the
coaster. What? But
it's
you roll the coaster and spiral.
Maybe this is a good time to mention the seasons. Like, I think that each of us, I even think even with you, you know what I'm saying? We all have our seasons to where we do that.
Listen, I change throughout a day. Don't get it twisted. I am a bitch. I have lived a life on series. I am the dog star like a motherfucker can be. The nastiest motherfucker you ever want to meet. All this ha-ha, y'all done seen me get with energies. Go back into the broadcast. Ain't shit fake about me. I will cut your ass clean the fuck out and not give 3 coins on a dollar on how you feel about it.
Yeah.
I can get nasty. I can be real ugly. And y'all ain't need that. Y'all only getting surface shit. Y'all only getting surface shit. Okay? I got people that live in my house don't know how ugly I can be. How ugly. Ugly. When little kids say, ew. That energy. I can be real fucked up. And, but you know what?
But you know it.
I know it. And so with me knowing it now, I can will it. Not control it. But will it to be dormant until I need it. And then I have to be aware enough to know when is it needed and when is it not needed and what is the lesson in it that it's even available. Why
we
is
got
it
a caller.
Available? Come on, caller.
We got a caller, y'all. We are already in OT, y'all. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. We're going to wrap it up soon, too, you guys. But we know that we appreciate all of you who listen to us every weekend. We do this every weekend at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. Join us tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to have an open discussion. I titled the broadcast The Dirty Boys, but we're going to have an open discussion, including that. But we're going to talk about, you know, like a current event, you know, thing, the Lil Nas X, the BET Awards. These clones.
Honey, child. You can't leave out Bill Cosby free. You can't leave out Bill free. What's the distraction? What's the distraction on Bill Cosby all of a sudden free? Was nobody talking about Bill getting free? Was nobody telling you that it was in litigation that Bill was going to be free? The
BET
Awards popped off, and that motherfucker was free. Hey, hello.
Free.
Hello. Because at one point, wasn't he at home with the ankle bracelet?
I don't pay attention at all.
At one time?
A lot of them have ankle bracelets.
Look at these distractions. Yeah. Monitor the growth of technology. Monitor and understand that Big Brother has become more than Big Brother. Big Brother is big uncle, big cousin, big auntie, big niece, big nephew, big baby. Big Brother has turned into some other shit, and we better be advised. You ain't got to be scared.
Caller.
I don't want you scared, but I want you aware. And I want you to activate what you need to activate to know how to use your ego accordingly.
Let's bring in this caller, y'all. So if you are listening, you know, well, I mean, hell, you ain't listening online anymore. But, yeah, we're going to bring in a caller. Caller 708. I think this is a listener who listens all the time in Virginia, I believe, with Eternal. But caller 708-475. We are initially the broadcast, and we're talking about dark psychology as it relates to us fighting one another as a people. You know what I'm saying? So we played a powerful clip, you know. But what are your thoughts, you know, on that or anything that was discussed? Call us 708-475. You are now on air. 708. All right. 708 is just listening. So yeah, guys, if you are now just tuned in, we definitely encourage you to go back to the beginning of the broadcast and listen, because even the two clips that I used to bring in, you know, I played those two clips because, you know, Brother Wisdom also is, you know, one of my Facebook friends, but not just, you know, not just my story, but a lot of us, you know, have been kind of spiraling and in balance. You know, we're on one end of the spectrum, but we're not thinking about balance, and we're not balancing, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it comes a time to where we have to, like Auntie was just explaining about, you know, you can know it, and you can know it. You can know that you're being a bitch. You can know that you're being totally aggressive. You just total fire energy. But how are we balancing these energies? You know what I'm saying? So, definitely programs. Brother Wisdom was the clip that I used, and he spoke on programs, you know, about how we could, we don't have to allow the program to run rampant in the background for us, you know what I'm saying? But we could actually start to will our own programs, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, benefit us, you know, to benefit us to our will, you know what I'm saying, versus the will, I guess, as what society wants to put out there for it to be and to go, and, you know, distractions, if you will. We don't have to allow the program of distractions to run rampant. Go ahead.
Right, and that's the key. Distractions, right? Do you ever notice right when you add a breakthrough, a whole lot of other stuff start coming in?
Yeah.
Right when you at that breakthrough, right when you getting ready to come through, your shit, the shit you recognized, the shit you wanted to manifest, the shit you was trying to have, right when you are right there, not a baby crying, the phone ringing, they called you to come in from work, you got to go get groceries, somebody need a ride. You know, somebody on Facebook done caught your attention and they doing something that you like, and you done forgot all about your work because you like that stuff too. And you be like, damn, I forgot I was working on such and such and such. And now you get so caught up in being pulled into the distraction that you never finished the work. And so you started some work when you was 14 years old. You was writing down how you wanted your life to be. And the phone rang and your friend said, let's go swimming. And you never finished that sentence in your diary, in your grimoire, in your you know, just your stuff that you write for you, that you keep private for yourself. And if you go back to those books, you're going to see those things from your younger years being manifested in your 30s and 40s. And you say, oh, my God, I wanted this ever since I was a kid, and it came and I did it. And you don't realize that. You've been writing spells. You've been writing into your life. You've been doing a vision board. You've been doing when you was in school in second grade and your teacher told you, pay attention, stop scribbling on that paper. And you realize, oh, I'm pretty good through a cat, and we don't even have no cat at my house, but this cat is so detailed. I got the hair right. He even got the perfect whiskers. Ooh, I'm going to get me a cat like this. And then you turn 30 and you had a baby and your baby wanted a cat and your baby walked in the pet store and picked the cat that you was drawing in second grade.
It's the same cat.
Same cat. And you didn't know. You thought you grew up and was never going to. My mama allergic to cats. My daddy don't like hair. My sister got eczema. I ain't going to never get
all
cats.
Of that shit.
Distraction.
I have to tell you, I have a cat, and but I've always loved cats, you know, but I was just always leery to get another cat because I had got used to dogs. But anyway, I was buying like some cat litter the other day at Family Dollar, and every time I buy cat litter or cat food, you know, sometimes people will go out of their way to tell me how much they hate cats. So you know, mm-hmm. I was always annoyed and brush it off, you know. But this time, I was like, wait a minute. Let me be these people mirror real quick, you know, because I'm like, okay, why do you hate cats? You know, it's the black, and I'm not trying to make it about race or nothing like that, but the black woman, you know. And I was like, okay, let me be your mirror real quick. Mind you, these are the two neighborhood stores. I knew these women, you know what I'm saying? So this is women that I knew. So, you know, I was like, okay, let me be your mirror real quick. I said, why do you, you know, why do you hate cats, you know? And what we found out was that, you know, cats, they are in their own zone. They have a mind of their own. They are very territorial. They're like, you know, the bitch, the HBIC, you know. So we came to the realization that the lady, she was like, you know what, I don't want a cat because I am the HBIC in my house and ain't now another bitch going to come. You know what I'm saying? Like she, in that moment, she got the realization on why she really didn't like cats is because it was an egoic tug of war between the cat personality and their personality. So anybody who has like a strong, dominant personality to where this is my house and I run this is going to have a problem with cats. So I found that very
interesting. And you know what? What
mm-hmm.
is the cat? Segment energy.
See?
Territorial.
See?
Loves and loves hard.
Yep.
You can't fuck with nothing segment loves. Segment will fuck you up. Y'all think it's wine. But I'm going to tell you, her beloved was giving her pomegranate juice. He wasn't even giving her wine. This is the power of the mind. For a motherfucker to give you some fruit juice and make you think it's wine so that you can then cut up and act the fool. Because you think it's something it's not.
Mm.
He didn't pour her a glass of wine. He poured her pomegranate juice. Same color, same smell. Different energy. And because she thought she had wine, it allowed her to act a fool. Give your cat some catnip. Blow some reefer in your cat.
Oh, yeah.
Learn the nine lives. And then you'll see that you are, there's something in you that is part of that cat and its spiritual totem, energetic field. See, we don't want to dig on why we don't like something. Because most of that something takes you back to your childhood. People scared of dogs because they was bit as children. So now they scared of dogs. Yeah, that lets you know that if something is barking, don't go looking for it if you ain't willing to get bit. Because barking is a form of warning. Stand your dog. Understand the you that is serious in your dog or serious in your dog. See, we go out here and we're getting all these animals and not understanding how to maneuver. My mother, I grew up in African Lion Safari in my mama's motherfucking co-op in Brooklyn, motherfucking New York. And guess what? We had birds that were parrots that would mimic. We had snakes that were motherfucking construction. What do you call them? They swirl around you. to kill you before they ate. I literally understood a lot about my mother by the animals she kept. I'm petrified of mice, but she had white mice. I'm so happy we got Titanius, because when we got the white mice, Titanius was eating the mice, so therefore they was getting up too. But the 360, somebody got to clean the cage after the snake eat. Uh-uh, nah, I ain't doing that. That ain't my snake, mommy, that's your snake. So just understand why things are going the way they're going. In my home, I have plants and fish. That's what I have in my home. Now, I was raised with dogs and cats and birds and snakes. And I even had a monkey. I had a spider monkey.
Oh, wow. Okay?
So, yeah, my mother was very in tune with animals. Even though she was schizophrenic, mm-hmm. Can you imagine dealing with a schizophrenic person and every energy that she has an energy multiplied by other energies?
Yeah,
I had to learn that about 10 years ago.
I've always, like, valued or was curious or admired the schizophrenic energy because I was like, okay, people deem them as crazy, but I think that these people are just in tune with unseen,
mm-hmm.
unseen realms. You know what I mean? But we deem it as
schizophrenic
normal,
people have a
crazy.
Very thin sheath. Schizophrenic people have a very thin sheath to the unseen world, and so
okay,
they deem them to be crazy because they're in tune. And people in society deem them not to be unintuned because you cannot control a schizophrenic person. A dominant energy will rise to protect the energy of a schizophrenic person. And a schizophrenic person is very docile with their childlike energy around people that they trust. So you'll see them be drawn to children when they don't like elders. You'll see them be drawn to disabilities or what's called disabilities in people in general because society says it's a defect and schizophrenic people know that it's a ability to learn differently.
I just had a revelation.
So,
if you want a real reading, you need to possibly be around this type of energy. Will they, like, read you or tell you about you? Okay.
My mother had a lot of spiritual gifts that she would pull from the workings of tobacco leaves, tea leaves, and coffee leaves. And my mother could sit back and drink certain things, certain teas, and sit down and read you your soul. Straight like that. And I'm like, how the fuck she know that? Because, you know, I came up with, we didn't have all these double vision phones. And we didn't have all of this electronic technology. But my mama would tell me, she said, I could smell you. I know where you've been. I know who you've been around. Because I am. I'm a human sponge. If I hug you, Keith, and you had on cologne or your essence was really strong in our embrace, I'm going to walk around smelling like you. Like Delvin would be able to pick up on me that I've been around a man. He might not know who that man was. Who you been with? Because my body is a sponge. I smell like the people I embrace.
Mm-hmm.
If I hug you and you must be, I'm going to smell like you till I go wash you off of me. Okay, if little kids run around and people say, ooh, them babies smell wild. What does wild smell like to you and why does it smell wild to you? Why they can't smell like nature?
So let's go ahead and wrap this up with, you know, I think we kind of, you know, went over about the processes because Auntie Elder always, even when I'm in my fucked up spaces where I don't want to hear it, you know, she always takes us back to self. We here at Ear, we always take you back to self. So let's go ahead and, you know, bring this out. Bring this out with self.
Well,
you know,
I'm going to just say this in my closing. It's always you. It's just not always about you.
Mm.
And with that being said, peace, love, and light, even from your darkness. Ashe.
Ashe. Join us tomorrow, you guys. We have a very special broadcast for you tomorrow. It's going to be an open mic. I think the open mic is good because we're going to speak about the Bill Cosby. We're going to speak about the Dirty Moors. We're going to speak about the real hidden history. You know, I just read a post where there were different kind of people that we don't even know about. Like, it seems to be that a lot of things are coming to the surface. The Colorado River, you know, is like being drained, like a lot of natural events, you know, even the Grand Canyon, you know, it is what we are sitting on. Is this, you know, like the original Africa where we think that it's over there? Could we be sitting on it here, you know?
And we are, you know, in West Africa.
Up?
Yes, we are. We are in West Africa.
It.
And you all did not come over here on no slave ship.
Come on.
When the cookie crumbled, your ass was standing on earth. And you floated away, baby. You floated away.
So we are gonna talk about that. It was I'm gonna put it in our Facebook group. But there was an image about how the Colorado River is draining or whatnot. But as it's draining, we're seeing these ancient artifacts of the pharaohs.
Mm-hmm.
You guys go figure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of things are coming to the surface.
And
so
it's pyramids in the United States, a.k.a.
United States.
Georgia. Of America. Stone Mountain is a pyramid.
There it is.
There are other pyramids.
Come on.
There are other pyramids on the what's called United States of America. Go Google that shit and meet me in class tomorrow.
All right, y'all. We love y'all to life. You know what I'm saying? And continue on your path, guys. You know, don't give up. I always said, you know, the only secret is just to keep going, you guys. We love you here at Ear. And till next time, guys. Auntie, did you have anything else?
It is you, but it is not about you, always.
Mm.
Be advised.
Always.
Learn yourself. Learn yourself. When you learn yourself, you ain't got no whole lot of questions. Because when you learn yourself, you're the student and the teacher to yourself. Self-check. Mm. Best check I ever wrote. Best check I ever wrote. Ashe.
Ashe.
To the core, tell me that I got it, I'm just being honest, that is all I want. Honesty and understanding is a no to take. If we build on this, how could we break? Jump into the lake, purify your body. I just wanna help, don't wanna hurt nobody. This is for your benefit, I dare you try me. I've been talking, but are you awake? If you can't hear me, then you stupid babe. We all got demons that we got to shake. We all got the power to clean our slate.
I am the element, one with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
I am the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the
element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
I swear this heaven on earth. Your bad energy is a curse. Living life without knowing our worth. finding myself daily always on thirst, cleansing out all my chakras. The true power lives inside of us. On a mission, got no time to fuss. Law of attraction don't deal with luck. Pure vibrations combine with us. You want the drama, but we want the love. That can't keep us down, cause we so far above. The cosmos, my makeup, we are the creators. We've been here for ages, just reincarnated. Adjusting my thoughts, now I'm feeling connected. You do for yourself, and they calling you selfish. I am that I am, become one with these elements.
I am the element, one with the element. I am the element, becoming one with the element. I am the element, one with the element. I am the element, becoming one with the element. I am the element, one with the element. I am the element, becoming one with the element. I am the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element.
I'm just trying to spread the light, dropping knowledge on sight. Can't stop the truth. Earth, wind, fire, water. Yeah, you feel the elements. Time to get in. I'm one with the sun all day. At night time, I'm one with the moon. Tapping in with all these frequencies. Mind going up like a high balloon. I think it's time to go within now. Cause this ain't the first time we've been around. Can you hear the sound? Please, no interference. Dropping knowledge nowhere near finished. Feet grounding while I'm levitating. This is healing music, yeah we medicating. Meditating, elevating, never waiting. Mother nature got me out here celebrating. Cause
I am the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element. I am the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element. I am the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element. I am the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element.
Sure, so.
Yeah,
what's good, y'all? What's up?
What's good, bro?
Man, shit, chillin'.
Hell yeah.
Man, what you got on,
right,
bro? Oh, I was just trying to fit in with everybody, so I saw all these niggas at the fam reunion. So. Yeah, yeah, Polo.
Got the cross
religion. Yeah, yeah, you feel me?
You don't gotta do all that, bro.
Don't.
Just be yourself, man.
Be yourself.
Just be yourself, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, we're trying
to
have fun, man. Right, we're gonna get you right.
Okay.
You
know, alright,
man.
Alright, bro.
Hey,
just work on it, man.
Work on it.
Work.
Why are you trying to be like everybody else? Huh?
Yeah. Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah. Just be yourself.
Hey.
Why you is
fake?
Yeah, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, I do it for self.
I do.
Hey, just be yourself.
Yeah.
Just be yourself.
Hey,
hey, just be yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, just be yourself.
Hey, hey.
Why you is faking?
Why you is faking?
Yeah, just be yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, I do it for self.
I do.
Hey, just be yourself. You got identity problems.
Yeah.
You rocking someone else's product.
Hey, yeah.
This life you don't know nothing about it. Lip injections, booty shots.
Yeah.
Now you thinking that you poppin'. All because you seen your favorite artist do it. Now you wanna go and cop. Nah, we keeping it natural.
Natural.
All this knowledge, I'ma stack it up. All that catch a body, got a Mac and tough. Hit his real music, got him backing up. Ain't nothing fake running through me. They copying what's in the movie. I swear they got him so confused. Cause this your beauty, not your booty.
Hey,
rocking that Louis, that Fendi, that Gucci. I swear that really don't matter. You giving your money to companies who don't care about you. I swear that shit bad. Rich man, but his mind broke. I went through hell to get my mind broke. Not the same, I'm one of a kind, yo. Just be yourself, what you lying for? Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah. Just be yourself.
Hey.
Why you is faking?
Hey, why you is
yeah, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, I do it for self.
I do.
Hey, just be yourself.
Yeah,
just be yourself.
Hey,
hey, just be yourself.
Yeah,
yeah, just be yourself.
Hey,
why you is faking?
Why you is
yeah, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, I do it for self. I can't be nobody else.
I can't.
I know they fraud, can't you tell?
I know.
The day I'm not me, I'm in hell. I ain't selling myself for no wealth. I am everything I need to be. I see you moving like a wannabe. You ain't the truth like it's April Fool's. The BS we keep on the minimal.
Being yourself is a whole nother obstacle when it's society teaching you opposites, chasing the money, the cars and the diamonds. No need for the options, I'm feeling myself. I'm in the building like Mac never left. We the ones, we don't move like the rest. Not being yourself won't give you true success. We ain't flaunting nothing, this is how we flex. Ay, we create our own lanes. Found ourselves through this maze. In the spirit like some drank, taking shots of knowledge like I'm getting faded. I'm learning, went through the basics. Just know yourself and stop the faking. I been dope, I got the patience. I do for self and leave them hating. Ay.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Hey,
hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, just be yourself.
Hey, hey.
Why you is faking?
Hey, why you is
yeah, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, I do it for self.
I do.
Hey, just be yourself.
Yeah.
Just be yourself.
Hey,
hey, just be yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, just be yourself.
Hey, hey.
Why you is faking?
Why you is
yeah,
faking?
Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, I do it for self.
I do. I do.
I do this for one of a kind. Open your mind, then let it unwind. I'm setting myself up to win, that's a given, that's highly impeccable. I'm working on me getting myself together, we getting professional. We making adjustments and finding solutions, I'm just being flexible. They want me to lower my confidence, I am like, get off my testicles. I figured out how to make a living doing what I wanna do. It don't matter who I'm around, cause I been getting comfortable. In a league of my own, soon I'ma be untouchable. Tryna down talk what I do, it's cool cause I don't f*** with you. You ain't gotta fake the fun just to kick it, be original. New trend weekend, now you acting different, here we go. Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, just be yourself.
Hey, hey.
Why you is faking?
Hey, why you is
yeah, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, I do it for self.
I do.
Hey, just be yourself.
Yeah.
Just be yourself.
Hey,
hey, just be yourself.
Yeah,
yeah, just be yourself.
Hey, hey.
Why you is faking?
Why you is faking?
Yeah, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, I do it for self.
I do.
Why we living life like we gotta do what they want us to?
Nah.
I'ma take a step, I'ma move how I really wanna move.
Yeah.
Time to stand together, get the knowledge, go and act a fool with it. Hey. Never sleeping, eyes open, I'ma see a revolution one day. Hey. Someday, like a downtown street, we gon' move one way. Dreaming about my own land with a little farm, sipping OJ. So I gotta make a change. Life never been the same. Unk always on the chain, trying to make it through the pain. See my people, what a shame. Zombie walking, talking, that MKO trick got your brain. They soul missing David Blaine. I hope you stay far away from the people who don't wanna see you win. Lower self stuck in the matrix, trying to make everything make sense. Tell a man when you gotta pay rent, ain't life supposed to be free?
Ain't it?
But that's how I see it. Fist up and take a knee. Your ancestors in reach, waiting for a call out. In the system trying to log out, no more worry about trying to ball out. You never win if it's all down. Just gotta see the bigger picture. The rich only getting richer. Wake them up, that's a mission. Government propaganda. Got the people throwing tantrums while they big timing in the mansion. But I'm just trying to understand it. Cobra sitting on my forehead while I'm meditating through the chakras. Kundalini got me popping. Antennas got them locked. Do you hear the knowledge that I'm dropping? You either red or the blue pill, switching paradigms to a new realm. Every day is just a new film, for real. Cause I guess I'm talking to myself.
I guess I'm talking to myself.
Guess I'm talking to myself, cause they don't hear me though.
That's
why I'm talking to myself.
Swear I'm talking to myself,
cause they don't hear me though. I guess I'm talking to myself.
I guess I'm talking to myself,
cause they don't hear me though. Guess I'm talking to myself. I swear I'm talking to myself, but do you hear me?
Got GMOs all in the food.
Have you heard about it?
Yeah.
Chemtrails all in the air. Now I see why your brain cloudy. Got the media all in your face. All they trying to do is think for you. See the system you see in place, but I think it's time for us to destroy it. A lot of slave mentality. See a lot of black casualties, but I don't fear nothing. I'm fighting for the ones who coming up after me. I'm a
extraterrestrial, just building my galaxy. I'm all in my mind, my thoughts create reality.
Call that dimension jumping. I'm chilling for the night, might get into something. But I don't mess with clubs, and I ain't into stunts. Spending money on Jordans while these people struggling. Now that don't make sense. Head knock when the bass hit. I'm never sleeping for a day shift. Working till you turn 70, then you pass out. First in and the last out. I ain't never take a nap route. The life in you looking tapped out.
tapped out, trying to get back to nature. Look at the sun when I'm gazing, everything is so amazing. Hey, never waiting for a saving. Always stay hydrated, keeping real high vibration. I swear this got my mind racing, and I ain't living life basic. Self-love over everything, you ain't know, now you do. Lace you up with this knowledge like I'm tying up my shoes. And I only stand on the truth, I'm just only trying to keep it real. Yeah, you say that you're listening, but I still think you don't hear me, man. Real. I guess I'm talking to myself.
Guess I'm talking to myself,
cause they don't hear me though. That's why I'm talking to myself.
That's why I'm talking to myself.
That's why I'm talking to myself, cause they don't hear me though. I guess I'm talking to myself.
I guess I'm talking to myself,
I guess I'm talking to myself, cause they don't hear me though.
Guess I'm talking to myself.
That's why I'm talking to myself, but do you hear me?
Frequency and I can't get with this. Had to detach from all that bullshit, it ain't shit to me. When you free yourself and free your mind, life is super bliss. I swear I make this shit look easy. Getting through these cycles, I ain't really in the repeat. In a different realm, but I see they stuck in 3D. When I'm in my zone, I swear these others cannot see me. L-O-V-E, I see we need some more. I am not with that stagnant shit, I'm staying with the flow. I'm off the boat. That 9-to-5, I swear it's for the birds. Having faith in a system that's corrupt. So absurd, shit's crazy. Living life, I stay about the growth. Trying to show them where the light is, cause I see they need a dose. New frequency to wave, like we sitting by the coast. I swear they got me in my zone, yeah.
They don't
wanna
see me in my zone, 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 zone. They don't wanna see me in my zone, 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 zone. They don't wanna see me in my zone, 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 zone. They don't wanna see me in my
I'm in my zone like 2-3. Don't take a lot to be me. Can't take me out my energy. I'm inside the head like Kennedy. Be yourself, never envy. We all have a part like a puzzle piece, but you ain't matching me. Don't mean to sound cocky, but a lot of the ego is threatening. I do not have opponents. All this division is crippling. Politics, them is constant as we rap like a rhetoric. Where did your mind go? I don't think they really know. Oh, hey, I've been cruising in my lane. Had to go against the grain. Let the effort test the same. Why you wanna stay stagnant? Gotta keep it moving. No, I'm not from Atlanta, but the niggas stay brave. I'm just patiently waiting for my trail to blaze. Walking in my path, it's gonna be bumps and scrapes. As long as I'm on track, they cannot knock me off. Reprogram my mind like I'm Microsoft.
They don't wanna see me in my zone, zone, zone. They don't wanna see me in my zone, zone, zone. They don't wanna see me in my zone, 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 zone.
When I get up in my zone, why you tryna win? Let me show you how to own. See, first you gotta let go, let the spirit flow. Don't let people impose what you already know. Never second guess your intuition. Better details to find your pine, don't switch to pivot. They gon' try to infiltrate your aura like it's Kimmy. You gon' have to boss up from the start to beginning. Hope you listen more, so I don't know what else to tell you. Stay original and have the alpha in you. Made up of the universe, these people fear you. See, if you don't know how to channel, let me steer you in the right direction. All your
section. Ay, keep a couple crystals on me for protection. Ay, watch out who you dealing with, they moving reckless. Ay, only speaking so far, hope you get the message. Message, yeah.
I am, and God more, yeah, I really know what's up. I am, high vibrating, everything going up. I am, I am,
I am,
I am,
I am,
I am,
I am,
I am, and God more, yeah, I really know what's up. I am, high vibrating, everything going up. I am, I am. I am,
yeah,
God, you ain't know, now you know what's up. I am manifesting, use the mind as a weapon,
yeah.
Had a couple ego deaths,
I
know I have it for the best. I swear these niggas playing checkers, they don't know this is a game of chess. Stay woke, no rest, we in deep water, no breath. We can go into some land, growing food, that's the plan. No more working for the man, this system really ain't your friend, no. So we finna break it down, yeah, we really is. I swear nowadays, grown folks acting like kids. God living all within, I'ma lace them up, don't trip. Amethyst on the wrist, came back like Chris. Sorry, meant to say Christ, I swear this life like dice. You mess it up, you do it twice, so I'm finna get it right. Cause I am, and God mo, yeah, I really know what's up. I am, high vibrating, everything going up. I am, I am,
I am,
I am,
I am,
I am,
I am,
I am, and God mo, yeah, I really know what's up. I am, high vibrating, everything going up. I am, I am,
I am,
I am, God love,
you know, now you know what's up.
I am everything in existence, they know what's up.
I
am dark matter, this universe got me up. If you don't get control of your mind, they gon' lock it up. Gotta empty the water, then refill the cup. If you don't understand what I'm saying, it wasn't for you. Circle small, all I ask is that you keep it loyal. I am on it, I be on it, I'm killing opponents. I am speaking the truth, I'm just hoping they notice. It's real shit, I channel it real quick. Talking to ancestors, they coming through real thick. Hitting weights with this knowledge, my mind getting real fit. Step into your higher self, your reality gotta flip. That's real. I am, and God mo, y'all really know what's up. I am, high vibrating, everything going up. I am, I am,
I am,
I am,
I am,
I am,
I am,
I am, and God mo, y'all really know what's up. I am, high vibrating, everything going up. I am, I am,
I am,
I am, God, you ain't know, now you know what's up.
Sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people.
those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, or what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate. The unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery. Fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man. Not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world. That will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future, and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!